Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord has given you this day filled with so much blessings, benefits for you to enjoy. And you ought to make sure that this is a reality for you today, that you walk in the fullness of everything that God has placed in your path today. The Bible says that God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And so, God has equipped your day with all that you need to live a glorious life. Take full advantage of all of that today. As you go about your daily business, have that mindset that the Lord has perfected this day for me to enjoy, and I am consciously walking in the light of it. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris has titled today's article, "Be Fervent in Soul Winning and Intercession." Glory to God. Ephesians 2 verse 2 is the opening scripture for today's article, and it says, "Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Hallelujah. This scripture is referring to those who have not yet received the Lord Jesus in their heart. That scripture is telling us that they are influenced and guided by the spirit that now worketh in the world today. That spirit is the prince of the power of the air. Glory to God. Pastor Chris begins by saying, "One of the most pitiful things to read about is the actual state of those who don't know Christ. The scripture above is telling us about such people, those who aren't Christians. It says they walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." That is what is happening to those who aren't Christians today. They are influenced by the prince of the power of the air. They are under the influence of him. So they do not even know what they're doing some of the times because of his hold over their lives. Pastor Chris says, "It helps you understand why they think the way they do. They are controlled by some other force." Praise the Lord. It says the prince of the power of the air is at work in them, at work in the children of disobedience, those who have rejected the truth. And Pastor Chris says this is where we come in. We must break the power of Satan over such folks and take the light of God's word to them. Praise the Lord. It is our responsibility, because if you think about it, as the scripture put it, how would they believe in that which they have not heard of? You see, that is where we come in. We must expose them to the truth of God's word, to the light of God's word. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the entrance of God's word bringeth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. And so as the word of God is exposed to them, revelation, insight comes to them. They're able to perceive this truth. Glory to God. The Bible says, "You must bind the strong man to plunder his house." That scripture is found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. That means that you can't just expect them to walk in the light if you have not exposed them to the light. We must first of all destroy the hold of the enemy over their lives. Hallelujah. His influence over their heart by spending time praying, glory to God, interceding for these ones. Hallelujah. For only then will they be able to receive the gospel when we preach it to them. And Pastor Chris says, for us to record a massive harvest of souls in the nations of the world in these last days, we must break the power and influence of Satan and demons over the minds and the lives of those who haven't yet known the Lord, so the light of God's word, God's glorious gospel, can shine in their hearts. Hallelujah. You see, there's a power and influence over those who are not Christians, glory to God. And it is our responsibility to break that influence, to break that power over their lives, over their minds, hallelujah, so that the light of God's glorious gospel can shine freely in their hearts. Praise the Lord. Anyone who's not born again, whether it's your father, mother, uncle, auntie, brother, sister, cousin, nephew, niece, in-law, friend, colleague, neighbor, and the list goes on. They are all under the control and dominion of these wicked rulers of darkness until they receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, that is why you must stand in the gap, in prayer, interceding for those around you, because you've been planted in that sphere of contact to influence them, to bring the light of God's word to them, to expose them to truth. Hallelujah. And that's why you must see it as important, as a necessity laid upon you to ensure that they come to the Lord. Hallelujah. That they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You are not in their lives by mistake. You are there, planted by the Lord to bring light to them. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Did you hear that? Ephesians 4 verse 18 says, they have their understanding darkened. Another scripture says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded their eyes. You see, so they are walking in darkness. They are not aware of the truth, because this truth, the truth of God's word, has not been yet exposed to them. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, that's why you must do something about it. They are your responsibility. Hallelujah. You can do something about it. What do you do, or what can you do? You can start by praying, calling them by name, especially those around you, declaring that the gospel is coming to them and that their hearts and minds are open to receive the gospel. Hallelujah. You can break the influence of the enemy over their minds by declaring that the hold of the enemy over their lives is broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as you do this, when you finally take the gospel to them, when you finally go to teach them or tell them about the love of Christ, their hearts and minds are already prepared, softened to receive this truth. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, be more fervent in soul winning and intercession. Can you see they go hand in hand? Soul winning and intercession. Because as Pastor reminded us earlier, he says you must bind the strong man to enter his house, to take hold of those under the influence of the enemy. We must first break his hold over their minds. Hallelujah. And that's where you come in. Glory to God. Pastor says, be more fervent in soul winning and intercession. The harvest is ripe. This is the hour to gather the sheaves, the hour to harvest souls, glory to God, for the Lord. Because the time is so near, we can't waste any further time, glory to God. Pastor Chris says, right from the day of Pentecost, the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit was poured out upon all men in accordance with the prophecy in Joel chapter 2 verse 28. And this means men now have the potential ability of recognizing and receiving the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is so important. The Spirit has been poured upon all flesh, poured out upon all men. Hallelujah. And that means that when the truth is exposed to them, they are able to perceive it, they are able to recognize it, and they are able to receive it. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, as you pray, declare that the power and influence of Satan and his demons over the people are broken. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And that men and women hear the gospel, they're able to perceive and understand and receive it for their salvation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor says, lastly, that we must do this with all earnestness. Hallelujah. When you're praying the prayer of intercession, especially in the area of soul winning, it's got to be something burning in your spirit to see them snatched out of hell. Hallelujah. To see souls delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. You must see it as something of urgency. Hallelujah. Let it be something that takes up your emotion, influences the way you see it. Hallelujah. That causes you to really groan in prayer as you pray for these ones, because it's so important to the Lord that no soul perish. God wants all men saved. And so you would need to understand this as well and make it something very serious in your life to see all men saved. Hallelujah. Yes, it's not enough to say, I'm saved, my family is saved, that's all that matters. No, God has left us here to continue in the work that Jesus started. Hallelujah. Which is to reconcile all men unto God. We are in the ministry of reconciliation, brothers and sisters, and you must see this as core of what matters to you. Praise the Lord. We must do this with all earnestness. Hallelujah. Let us take the prayer together. Dear Father, thank you for pouring out your Spirit upon all humanity, making it possible for their hearts to receive the glorious gospel of Christ. I pray for as many as will be reached with the gospel today, that the light of the gospel will shine in their hearts, resulting in their salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. For further study, please look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 3 to 4, 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 20. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you've listened to today's podcast, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then this article was specifically for you, as you got to see the need for you to accept the Lord Jesus. You see, you are currently under the influence of the enemy, the prince of darkness. He can influence the way you see things, the way you think. He can influence the way you reason. He can influence the way you see even the gospel. Hallelujah. But as you receive the Lord today, his hold over your life will be broken forever. You will now belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Who will now by his Spirit guide and lead you in the path that you would follow. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity, my brother, my sister, to receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. By saying a simple word of prayer with me, the Lord will come and dwell in your heart by his Spirit. He'll give you his nature. He'll give you his life. Hallelujah. Eternal life. Would you receive him now and say with me, Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe that he died for me and that God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. I'd like to pray with you. If you received the Lord Jesus by saying that simple prayer with me, my prayer is that from this day forward, that the name of the Lord Jesus is named upon your life. Hallelujah. That the Satan, the enemy, the dark ruler of this world will no longer have any influence or power over you. For you now belong to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you have now received eternal life. And this life is now at work in you. Hallelujah. I pray that the Spirit of God will come and dwell in you. Hallelujah. And will begin to guide and lead you. Hallelujah. Through God's word. Glory to the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for listening today. I trust you've been inspired on the need to be fervent in soul winning and to intercede for lost souls. It is your responsibility. Don't assume that others are praying and winning souls. God called each and every one of us, Christians, to reconcile all men to him. Let this be central to everything you do as a child of God. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.